The people of Israel were often troubled by Syria. During the reigns of Ahab and his son Joram, the Israelites were frequently at odds with their powerful and ruthless neighbor. Even times of so-called peace were usually marked by hostile acts, raids, ambushes, and surprise attacks. These incursions were not only the work of marauding bands of brigands, they were also carried out by the king himself, Ben-Hadad, who used the Syrian army to wage this form of undeclared war. He would summon his commanders and military advisers to lay an ambush, prepare raiding parties, or infiltrate Israelite territory. But the king of Syria's plans did not often succeed, because the prophet Elisha would warn his master of the enemy's movements. After conferring with his officers, Ben-Hadad would set up his camp in a certain place, hoping to take the Israelites by surprise. But Elisha would send word to the king of Israel to warn him of the plan and tell him to avoid the ambush. The king of Israel would check on the place indicated by the man of God and then go by another route. This happened so often during one of the wars between Israel and Syria that Ben-Hadad began to think that there must be a traitor in his army. So he summoned his officers and demanded, "Will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel?" "None of us, my lord the king," said one of his officers. "But Elisha the prophet, who lives in Israel, tells the king the very words you speak in your bedroom." "Go, find out where he is," Ben-Hadad ordered, "so that I can send men and capture him." A report was made to the king that Elisha was in Dothan, a town lying to the north of Samaria. Ben-Hadad at once sent a strong force with horses and chariots to surround the city by night. When Elisha's servant got up and went out early the next morning, he saw that the Syrian army had surrounded the town. He was very alarmed and went to tell his master. "Oh, my lord, what shall we do?" he cried. "Do not be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed that the Lord would enable the young man to know what was happening in the unseen world. "O Lord," he said, "open his eyes so that he may see." The Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed again. "Lord, strike these people with blindness," he said. And all the Syrian troops were struck with blindness, as Elisha had asked. The prophet went out to them and said, "This is not the way. I will lead you to the man you are looking for." The whole Syrian force of fighting men with the horses and chariots blindly followed Elisha along the road, and he led them to Samaria, the capital city, not far away. When they were in the center of the city, Elisha prayed again, "Lord, open the eyes of these men so that they may see." God opened their eyes, and they looked, and there they were, inside Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elisha, "Shall we kill them, my father? Shall we kill them?" "Do not kill them," the prophet answered. "Would you kill prisoners you had captured with your own sword or bow? Set bread and water before them so that they may eat and drink. Then send them back to their master." The king did much more than give them bread and water. He prepared a great feast for them, and after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away in peace, and they returned to their master. This unexpected outcome of a well-planned military expedition greatly troubled the Syrian leader. Ben-Hadad realized that armed force alone was not enough, because there was a prophet of the Lord in Israel, and he stopped the raiding parties for a while. Next episode, the Siege of Samaria.